division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents, a Division 2 podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, as always, Jamar, a.k.a. ThundercatZ06. And today I'm joined by my voluptuous guest, or co-host, I should say, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes. What's up?
Ah, you're right. I am voluptuous.
Like a va-va-voom. I don't know where that came from, by the way.
Voluptuous.
I have no clue where that came from.
It came from your heart.
It did. That's true. Sometimes I let my brain stop talking and my heart does the walking. Man, I'm on fire.
Oh, all right.
Let me introduce Jason before I just come drive straight to where you're at right now and we just get some crazy action going on. But before I do that, yeah, I don't have a special introduction for you anymore, Jason. You've just been on the show too many times. So, yeah. Hey guys, this is Jason, aka Deadman24. What's up?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and really, so on my podcast, Gimmick Minute, everybody has like kind of their own gimmick, right? So Mike is our snarkitect because he's so fucking snarky, and Kevin, he's kind of the historian. My thing is, I think I'm the voice of Media Junkie, right? Because I'm on this show, I have Gimmick Minute, and I host Fanboy Fight Club. So I think you can just start referring to me as the voice.
All right. Well, with that being said, this podcast is now over.
Tune in next week when Media Junkie has their fourth podcast called The Voice.
Yeah, that's going to be a podcast exclusively with Jason just talking.
Just talking.
So I'm just going to have him read like college theses and put people to sleep.
Sounds like a good idea.
Well, if this is your first time listening to this show, I am deeply sorry. But this show, we get together bi-weekly to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division 2. Each and every other Monday, you can find this show on your podcast platform of choice. Just make sure you give us a 5-star rating if you're using that Apple Podcast app. If not, then just share the podcast with someone else. And you should probably have an iPhone. I'm just not stopping on anything. I'm letting you guys know all my opinions today. Also, we have an amazing Discord channel. So if you disagree with anything that is said in this podcast, or you just like to hang out and talk about video games and other things as such, the link will be in the show notes. Join up. We definitely welcome you. I didn't have anything cool for that. Guys, what's up? Let's just jump off with the agent clock. Division 2 has... It's not dead, right? It's not dead, but
it's not.
We had a pretty big update, and some people were happy, some people weren't. I myself played it for a little while. Jason, Wes, maybe. Well, you went on vacation. You had like the worst timing of vacation possible for Division 2,
dude. Right? Or everything, literally.
Yeah, everything came out like that week too. But we spent some time with it, and I guess we just say like kind of what we've been up to. I've been playing The Division, and then recently we just had a pretty awesome game come out, right? Call of Duty. So we've been playing a little bit of that, but I know you guys don't care about that. So Wes, why don't you tell us something exciting, because you have some fun stuff that you were up to.
Yeah, so I haven't really played any games because I've been just out of town. Took the, you know, one of the kids to Disney World and Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure and SeaWorld and the Halloween Horror Nights. So I had the most expensive week of my life. Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye, $4,000. But yeah, I'm here.
I'm back. Well, I mean, that's all in fun. This agent clock used to be like, hey, what have you been up to in the game? But you know, I like to hear outside of that because I care about you guys outside of just Division, you know.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, Jason, what have you been up to? I kind of know a little bit, but tell the viewers or listeners.
We did play a little bit of Division, right? We got to check out the Pentagon, the DARPA labs, and the Marina, and that was actually kind of fun. I like the Pentagon map. I thought that was really done well. A little shorter than some of what I thought it would be. Outside of what?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Save that for later.
Okay. All right. We'll save that for later. Outside of the Division, I survived my 12-year-old's Halloween party that she had at my house yesterday. So that was a lot of fun. 15 to 20 girls here couldn't go outside because it poured down rain all day and loud and having a dance party in my living room. That was great.
That sounds fantastic. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's really, I'm being sarcastic. I don't have kids, so that sounds awful right now, but I'm sure it was a blast.
Yeah, really, that's been about it outside of, getting to play Call of Duty. And that's one downside, I think, for Division is that there's actually a decent Call of Duty out there right now.
Yeah, that is very true. I'm also going to we talk about that a little bit later, because I'm going to definitely lean for you guys' opinions, which this whole show is all about opinions. But definitely, I want to talk about the future of Division and some stuff that Ubisoft talked about or mentioned. So I'm excited for that, but not really. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, but let's just roll into like the main mission. Main mission. Right. Yeah. 29 episodes in, and I just started doing my own voiceover. So let's do it, man. But with that being said, main mission, I just wanted to kind of get you guys together, talk about some things. We're going to talk about some changes in, TU6, talk about the episode 2 content. And then, like I said, let's talk about the future and some of the stuff that Ubisoft said. So let's just dive right into it. TU6 came. There's a lot of changes, a laundry list of changes. I picked out a couple. You guys are totally free to say something that you're like interested in, or maybe you like would like to get some more hands-on time with. But I wanted to talk about the targeted loot, because personally, I feel like this has made the game so much better, and Jesus Christ, I wish it would have been in the game from the beginning. It makes things so much easier when you're looking for a specific gear, and it actually makes it kind of fun. So, like Wes, we talked about it leading up before TU6 of like targeted loot and how it would like change the game. And Jason, I know we had some like hands-on time when we were like playing the other night. Like, do you kind of have like an opinion on it now that it's actually there? Has it been like something you're really, really interested in? Or is it like, meh? Or like, what kind of give me you guys idea?
Yeah, I like the idea of it. And I kind of like that it's out there. I don't think you and I, or I haven't specifically played it to go after certain loot yet. I think for me, it was just kind of more about checking out the new stuff that was out there. And we were trying to get the specialization perks and stuff like that done. So I really haven't really played it as in I want to go after this specific loot, so I'm going to go do this mission as of yet. So, but I like the idea that I'm able to do that if there's something I'm really trying to go after.
Yeah, that's true. Like I haven't really spent much time, like, I guess as you would say, targeting specific loot. But the thing that I just love about it so much is, hey, we got to go do these invaded missions. Okay, whatever. But then going into the mission and seeing like, hey, I have a possibility to get this. I have a possibility to get that. Like, I know that this is going to be what I should expect. When you see like those named enemies or like drop shit, like named items, it's exciting. Like, it really is thrilling. But yeah, I think it'll help make builds better. But again, a lot of the changes I feel like with TU6, I just wish that it was there from the beginning, because this game probably would have had a different, like, what's it called? Trajectory. I don't know. I mess up words all the time. But yeah, I just like the idea of being able to go to a place, do a mission, and then I get loot and I know what to expect. Because also another thing that changed in West, like, this is something I know, like, in the past we've always talked about, but if I'm not looking for that specific gear, I can just not pick it up or, get rid of it. Like, I don't have to pick it up. It makes playing the game much less stressful. You know, like, every time you kill someone, some drops, you run over and you're like, what did they drop? If it's shit you're not looking for, who cares?
Yeah. And I like how they make it highlighted too, because when it drops, it's real big. So you know that it's the targeted loot that you're after. So if it's not real big like that, you can almost just ignore it and forget about it if it's not something you want to collect.
That's very true. Very true. I'll just go to crafting and recalibration because I did a little bit of this. And I pulled this out just because I was like, holy shit, I really enjoy it. Like, we spent like a few minutes just messing around with it. And everything about it is just so much better. Like, so, so much better. I know it sounds weird to say that, but like, going into like, I don't know, like, I'm going to move a talent from anything over to another thing, right? Before, you used to have to pick the talent that you were going to do, like the one you're going to get rid of, and then you'd have to find the armor that you had it on and then see if it works and all the compatibility. Now you just click on it. It lists everything out and says like, hey, this has, this is your hard hitting. This is like the explosive damage. Like, you have all the different talents you can choose from all of the gear that is compatible. It makes it so much easier to do. And like, again, I just wish this was here like earlier. You know, because I love the change.
Yeah, it is really nice, and it ranks it top to bottom as well, which is awesome. So you can see, like, if you want to add skill power to it, it'll bring you to your gear that has the highest skill power that's compatible, and you could just take it right off there. You don't have to go searching through it. It makes that it really cuts down the time on it too. It makes it so much easier to recalibrate stuff.
Yeah, that's it. It's the flow. It's just it's so good, so good. Recalibration. I'm just trying to think of like really the things like I really want to hit on, and then I'll kind of let you guys just do your thing, you know, joys of being the host. But yeah, so same with the recalibration, like, or not recalibration, I'm sorry, but crafting in general, I could totally just be having rose tinted glasses, but like, I swear, now being able to just pick a pick out my blueprint. For example, I'm just trying to get like some damage on my balls. I can just go there, boom, just keep going and keep crafting. And like, I don't know if it's just rose tinted glasses, like I said, but I feel like the stuff that I'm actually getting higher percentages on like damage and healing and stuff like that. Whereas before, I would craft a gold like mod and I get garbage out of it. So I don't know if that was really changed in TU6 or I'm just getting lucky now, but that really makes me extremely happy and makes me want to keep playing the game because I'm like, I can get a little bit better. It just makes me feel like original Division, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy about it.
And that's what you guys like about, right? Like, that's kind of what it's all about, right? Though, it just giving you that little bit, because when you're kind of playing and spinning your wheels and you're spending all this time going from mission to mission and doing bounty after bounty and all this these different things that you can do in the game, but you're kind of spinning your wheels when you're not developing or creating something different from your character. So that's kind of, I think, where the game started to lose us a little bit, was that we were doing all these things, but we weren't getting any better or getting anywhere with it. So now it's like, okay, well, finally they're setting up a system where we can actually make stuff better, make stuff easier. And, you know, because really, like, you and I tried to do something on heroic and we got our asses handed to us. That makes me want to try to get my, yeah, right. That makes me want to try and get my shit up higher so we could go back and do that mission on heroic and actually complete it.
Yeah, that, which before I never thought like, whatever, I'm as strong as I could possibly get because I can't find anything better. But now, like, knowing the way, like having the tools to do so, before it was just kind of like, hey, go out there and do it and see what happens. But now it's actually like a specific, almost like a guideline, like of what you need to do to get better, which is pretty awesome. Also, something I mentioned to you the other night is the divisionbuilder.com, like this like website that people made before. It was like pretty awesome because you can go in and just like select the gear that you have and kind of tweak your builds. But now they're actually posting like suggested builds or like top options and stuff. And with the changes in TU6, being able to go out and just basically make like a grocery list of like, all right, I need this mask, I need this like holster, and I need this backpack. Now you can just go out there and do it and get it without taking like 30 hours and not get one single thing, which that's pretty cool. So if you're interested in like the builds and stuff, that's definitely a website I would check out.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I've been talking a lot. Did either one of you, like, was there anything like 2U6 that you're like, I still want to get into this, I haven't gotten a chance, or like, I love this, you know, feature or something like that, or like changes, just specifically just the TU6, like the
I mean, I'm definitely into the changes. I haven't had time or been around, but I definitely want to check them out.
I think there's a lot of things in there that for you specifically loot wise that you'll like start to appreciate. Like I said, the lack of worrying if you need to pick shit up now or not is like a freeing experience, but also like knowing like, all right, you want to upgrade a specific thing, you know how to get it. I think that would probably be a thing that, you know, be a bonus for you.
Yeah, I definitely want to check that out, because that's the number one thing when it comes to Division is the loot, you know. And if I can't find any good loot, then I'm really not interested in playing, because I feel like I'm just wasting my time playing the same shit over and over and not getting anything that makes me stronger or improves my own builds. So the changes definitely interest me.
That's some legit shit. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think with the changes, because that's kind of reiterates kind of what I was saying too. I think with the changes, you'll feel the same way I do, that you can actually finally start to get better, and it'll kind of help re-engage you. The other thing too that I really like, because, you know, the currency in the game, I have an exorbitant amount, because it's not like I really buy a whole lot of stuff. So most of the time when I pick up stuff that I don't like or I don't need, I break it down, I deconstruct it. The one thing I've noticed since TU6 is that when I deconstruct shit, I actually get something out of it. I think for a while there, like, I would deconstruct 10 or 15 things and it'd be like, oh, you didn't get any materials off of this. Like, what? How is that even possible? Like, how is it possible to construct all that stuff and not get a single goddamn thing out of it? But now when I deconstruct it, man, I have a list of shit that I get out of it. So, you know, for me, that makes it kind of worth it, because at least even if I'm not getting something that I'm going to use, I can get something to deconstruct and turn it into something else I want to use. And they definitely did bump up the damage on the elite weapons, which is also really nice, because it makes it more fun to use some of those stuff. Like, I build an LMG build and I can finally use that press lens, because that gun was garbage until this update.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I completely forgot about I got what you said. You know, I'm a pro at fucking up words, but you exotic weapons.
Oh, exotic weapons. Yeah, my bad. I said my fault.
But yeah, like, I even started using a lullaby just because I picked it up and I'm like, oh shit, it's like 220 damage now on it. So yeah. I appreciate that. Like, before the update, I'm pretty sure I was like around like 150 or something. So like, just that bump alone, and then, I mean, the what's the sniper? See, I fucked it up. I shouldn't have given you shit.
are you talking about the Nemesis?
Yes, the Nemesis. Yeah. I knew it was like a Resident Evil term. Right. But yeah, so the Nemesis is, I mean, just all outright ridiculous. One shot, headshot all the time. Unless it's like armor, but that is something else that really rejuvenates the game for me too. But on top of this is another thing, just kind of to go with like you getting crafting materials. Wes, this is probably like now that I change everything, this is like my favorite thing. The game actually feels new in a sense, because everything you pick up now, or there's more available things to pick up and more reasons to loot. You know, like before we would run the sewers and we'd try and get like electronics or whatnot. And every time you open those boxes, you see that little red box and you're like, fuck, I'm full on this. I need electronics, or I need this, you know. The change now, just to constantly, every time I open up something, I'm getting something out of it and I'm getting something useful. Dude, they raised the cap to 1500 on like the electronics and shit. Like, it is ridiculous, man. And it's awesome because the crafting system is now rewarding. So it makes you want to like pick up shit now. Like, I don't just run through without picking up anything. And that's kind of cool.
And what was that? Pretty what was cool. That mission we did? Was that in the Pentagon when we seemed to open up like a million different crafting
material
thing? Like, we just got loaded up on that shit while we went through that mission.
But I mean, because that's also outside of just raising the caps, they also like sprinkle the boxes everywhere, man. There's toolboxes and like logic suitcases or whatever everywhere. Now, like, I don't know how that is true the lore, because like, why is these two boxes everywhere? But it's awesome. It's a cool video game thing for me.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like it. Another thing I wanted to mention too is like just the overall feel of the game, and I think this goes into like picking up and looting things. It just feels like I was playing Division like for the first time, like Division 2 for the first time, because it was so many things to see and like look at, and like the menus and everything, like the overall feel and like presentation of this game is like top notch for me, like 100%. So yeah. All they need to do now is like focus on content. I think they have the menus and UI like fucking crushed it, you know? So I'm like, I'm really hoping the content will start to flow, and maybe that'll help them out a little bit better as far as getting content.
Especially
out,
how they organize too, like the mods and the different things like that, instead of it just being in a ridiculously long list of mods all combined together, they're actually categorized in their own section now. So they're easier to find when you pick them up. And then they're also easier because, like, I don't know. I know, Jamar, you're totally like this. You hate when you have that little notification that.
You're like, it's something to do.
Yeah. Like, it drives me absolutely fucking insane when I can't get rid of that damn notification. So I always try to find whatever it is that I got new, so at least it'll go away. So now it's like 1,000 times easier because you can just go right there and find it. The same thing with the gear mods. They're all labeled under their own like utility and
offensive,
defensive, and everything like that. So it's so much easier to find that stuff. And then there's even a list of all the gear that you have, and you can set up the different different builds and things like that. They just did a much, much better job with it.
Yeah, I'm saying UI, like usability, 100% crushed. Like, I'm gonna round of applause to you guys. Like, a Division, like, just don't worry about that anymore. It's all about content now, because you guys nailed it, like 100%. And I'm talking to them because they listen to this show. We're the number one Division 2 podcast. I don't know if you guys knew that. Maybe no one else knows that, but it's true.
Yeah,
because I said it. So, speaking of content, episode 2 dropped as well. And by this time, like, the non-VIP members have the access to this as well. So I kind of like that it was like almost 2 weeks since it's been out. But the missions, man, I'm conflicted. Like, I really am interested on how you feel, Jason, because I think we talked maybe very, very briefly like on that. But also, like, yeah, let's just talk about it. So we had the Pentagon. It's a completely separate part, just like how the National Zoo is. But like, this is like weird to me. You can fast travel there, but then there's also extra areas. I don't want to say this. It's like a safe house, essentially, right? Yeah. If that makes sense.
Right.
So I hope that means we're going to get like more missions in the Pentagon, because the Pentagon's so big. But right. Like, my initial takeaway was like, this was really cool. It looked awesome. But from Pentagon mission, it takes you to another spot. And then from that spot, you go straight into the DARPA labs. Like, mission, and that to me was like a little disappointing, because I felt like that all should have been just one really big long mission, like a stronghold, but it instead they just broke it in two and was like, hey, here goes two missions.
Yeah, so like, it's kind of like everything kind of bled into it. Even the Marina mission bled right into it. Like, it just kind of went right into the, after the DARPA labs, you just kind of walked like right into that mission. Honestly, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it flowed really well. It honestly kind of was a little weird, because I didn't realize really that we kind of started the Marina mission. Like, when we finished it, I think I was like, oh shit. Like, I thought we had one more to do, but you're like, nah, we just completed it. I was like, oh, okay. But I did really like the Pentagon mission, but I'm kind of like you. I hope they do more with it. I feel like they will. I think there's a lot more that they can do, but just because it is such a big area, I think they just wanted to take the liberty to like kind of, okay, so the DARPA lab is down underneath the Pentagon. But I love the DARPA lab just because all of the things that we use in the game are there on display. Like, this is where they were all created. And now here you are fighting in there, but because people are trying to steal more technology, and That's kind of cool to me, just the fact that it really shines a light on, oh, that's where these little annoying dogs come from, and that's where the seeker minds come from that I'm using right now. And it's just different. It's a different feel.
No, I totally agree with you on that. Like, lore wise, and just kind of like giving you more in this like world, or like hellhole, I should say. Yeah. It is pretty awesome in that regards. I think my biggest disappointment with the two, like outside of just like, because the flow is good and like the length, because again, we've waited for a while for these missions now, and these are like the only missions we're going to get for a while. So I was like really hoping to get for them to be more meatier, like meatier, not like meteor in the sky. Anyways.
You wanted so more like, meat on those bones.
I wanted more meat on those bones. But another thing though, that I would have like greatly appreciated, and comparing it to like the classified assignments, like you said, like the marina and the embassy, I just feel like the boss fights in these missions were a little bit better than like in the Pentagon, which like, now that I think about it, I don't even remember a boss fight in the Pentagon. I remember specifically like going to DARPA. We had the things where we had to they're like trying to shut down the nodes, and we had to shut down the jammers, you know, and keep that guy like whatever, kill him. Again, it wasn't like super memorable, but like the mission, like for example, the embassy, when we had to take down the two guys, to me that just felt like a funner boss fight. Like he was running away, he was coming back. It felt more video gamey, right, to me. I just feel like I didn't get that out of like the Pentagon and DARPA, which really most of the missions haven't really given you that much of like a super cool boss fight, but it just wasn't as involved as what I would have liked.
I feel like in the Pentagon, that's when I first learned how to use the rocket launcher, and we took that guy out really quickly.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because he came into he was in the room with like the fire or the heat floor, and I thought like, oh, it's gonna be changing around, and we got to run away from it and stuff. But that wasn't even like involved in the fight. It was just like he came out and we started fighting him. But I guess one thing, he was like releasing like the mobile tanks and like the dogs. But I mean, we've seen that so many times. That wasn't like anything uniquely different.
It wasn't anything different. And I think I was like messing around. I was like, oh, I have this new thing, let me try it. And then all of a sudden it shot off like six rockets and the guy died like pretty instantly. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
All right.
Like, all right, let's move along to that one.
Yeah, then. That was fun.
The marina and embassy, these were two like really fun classified missions. I would probably put like the embassy like as like my favorite classified mission that we've done. That was like cool, like going through, and like I said, we got around to the bottom, and then we ended up fighting like the two bosses after the guy in the helicopter, like we got him out and we had to keep him alive. That was like really, really fun.
Where we almost did not keep him alive. That dude had like barely an inch of health left.
He should have just hide.
We stopped paying attention to him. He was like running out and getting shot up by people. So then we had to like get really serious about protecting him and killing everybody.
I mean, if two division agents showed up to like save me, I'd probably just run and fucking hide and let them take care of it, you know? But he's like, ah, I'm a badass. I got this with my pistol. Okay, guy. That was still like my favorite classified mission. We also got like the backpack trophies from that. Ice cream. And do you remember the other backpack trophy?
Was it another type of dessert or was it something different? Oh, I know there was a Pentagon one, but I think we got that in the Pentagon.
Yeah, after a complete that.
And then there was, I remember the ice cream. Shit, no, I don't remember the other one.
I have a computer right in front of me, so now I'm about to look it up. But basically what I was getting at is they're not like my favorite, you know, design. They were cool, but they weren't like absolutely like the top of the notch. Like, I'm not going to replace, you know, you can't replace the fucking pizza, man.
Right.
You just can't, you know, but... Outside of that, though, I don't really have any like huge complaints overall with the content. It's just the idea now that this is what we have, and all the changes are like super, super fucking exciting for me. But like the content now, I'm like, fuck, you know, like we're going back to just like that. But, you know, it'll be fun, I'm sure, like once those become like, well, now we have two new invaded missions, which we haven't done any of the new ones, like
we
the
have
zoo or yeah, the zoo or Camp Oak. So I guess we'll have stuff to do on there. But another thing, though, this I would categorize as content is, like you mentioned earlier, the research stuff for the specialization research. I love those. Like, I love that. It's fun. I think they learned a lot from the last time, where it's not so tedious as far as the things that you have to do. It actually is things that are kind of like fun and still kind of a little hard, but not too crazy. Yeah. So,
and it's basically, I'm really excited to keep on with that. Basically obtainable. Like before, it just wasn't for anybody that's kind of like a, you know, for me, I don't get a chance to play every day. And like going through like a long grind on something, if it doesn't lead to like a really, really cool payout, I really don't want to do it. Like, I didn't mind grinding for that holster because it led to a cool holster that I can use for one of my builds. But if I'm just trying to go through and do that, like, I wasn't that excited to do it. But now that they're more obtainable, I'm completely down for getting them all done.
Yeah, I second that. You mentioned holster, and I thought about the exotic knee pads that we still have yet to get. So maybe once we start running, you know, what was it? Not the arena. Yes, it's the arena. We have to keep doing that one to get those. I would love to try and pair those up with like my tactician build right now, because that would seem pretty awesome, pretty cool. Have a nice little EMP. But yeah, overall, content wise, I'd say they did a great job. But I just wish I had a little bit more, because we aren't getting new content for a while. Like, episode 3 is just winter, you know? So, like, when's that coming?
Yeah.
But I feel bad, like, feeling that way, just because, like, you know, like, your favorite artist comes out with, like, a CD or album, you know, for people who aren't, like, super old like me. But, like, an album comes out, and you're like, cool. You listen to it the first day, and you're like, man, that's really cool. I can't wait for their next album. Like, it takes time, so I understand that, but I just really wish that I could kind of get like that. Maybe a monthly content drop would be really awesome, but I know that's asking a lot from a developer, you know? Yeah.
Well, so much other stuff coming out, too. They got to try to put something out just to keep themselves relevant, really.
I mean, right.
But
I mean, we can say, like, I hope this makes you proud of us. We didn't play any of the conflict missions. We waited to do that with you. We were waiting to do conflict. I know you love yourself some PvP, so I didn't want to take away that. But no, like, in all seriousness, we have a ton of PvP games out right now, and I just don't see Division still as a PvP type of game. I like the aspect, of course, like the Dark Zone, but I don't even really consider that straight PvP. But I kind of feel like, why would we play Config when you could just play, you know, Call of Duty? You know, I know it's a different thing, and I understand that, but like, it's kind of like, my PvP, and I got my PvE, you know?
And it's new. That's the thing. And that's what Division needs to kind of keep itself alive, is it needs new, you know?
Right. Which is... kind of what I'm like, what I really want to talk about. Oh, go ahead.
As gamers, essentially, we all have ADD, so we're into whatever's shiny. You know,
that is true.
New. That's what that it is.
That's just like all my life. Like, ooh, there's something new. I like that. I don't know what it is, but it's new. You know,
it's just shiny thing. It's or squirrel. You can call it the squirrel mode. You know, we're playing a game. We're like, oh, Division 2 is great. Oh, squirrel. Call of Duty.
Oh, I thought it was because, you know, we like nuts.
I mean, God. When are you getting over here? Are you driving now?
Oh, God. So, I mean, that's kind of like, I feel like, because I think we did a really good job. Was there anything, like, any questions that you have, Wes, since you, like, haven't really got, like, the most, like, you haven't got, like, the most opportunity. God, why can't I say this? Anyways, you haven't gotten to play it that much. So, like, did you have any questions for us, maybe, that, like, you're curious about, or you're just kind of like, I just want to get it in my hands, you know?
No, I mean, you guys have pretty much done a very good job. I haven't played, you know, for the few podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys have done a really good job of just describing what you've played or what's coming out, that I don't have any questions.
That's good. I know you're just, you know, dying for the PvE. Well, I mean, but
it's because it's the number one Division II podcast in the land.
That is true. We have to educate these people. We just don't teach grammar. That's all. So,
right.
Oh, no. And we can't say the words right. But hey, it's okay. Yeah. Words are
if you look, at like the notes, I spelled them all slightly correctly. So I just said them wrong.
Keyword slightly.
But yeah, like you kind of mentioned that, which definitely sets this up for like the future of Division. So Division Two, basically, I don't even know if it was an earnings call. I'm assuming it was an earnings call. I probably should have actually read that a little bit clearer. But Ubisoft came out and said, yo, man, we're making these games of service games. And while critically great, sells not so much. So I'm just curious now, like, what is that? What do you guys think that means? Like, I know we're just playing, you know, hypotheticals here, but like, what do you think that means for like the Division 2? Could we get like a free to play like option, or change this to like a free to play type game where you play like a subscription for like each season or whatnot? Or the other idea, or sadly idea, is we just get no more content after year one? Or yeah, like, what do you think? Division 3?
What we'll do with Division 2. So it was, and I'm going to put the emphasis on the word was, the best selling game of 2019 to an extent, to a specific date. Now it's probably already outsold. Call of Duty's probably already outsold Division 2. But to have that honor throughout the year is great. But the problem is it didn't meet Ubisoft's sales expectations. So that's not great. So I know what they're doing as far as Ubisoft goes, as far as Massive goes, is they did reduce the amount of people that worked on Division 2. So now you're getting less content updates and they're spaced further out because there's less people working on it. Now, I still think they're going to support the life of this game. Obviously, there's a Game Pass you could get. You can get all the content that's coming out in the future, and there's more coming. I just don't think it's going to come out as fast as when everybody was working on it when it first launched.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Oh, go ahead, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about that. And really, I think part of the problem is it might just almost be too big, because I think people see it as kind of overwhelming, because I think instead of trying to be really, really good at just one thing, like trying to do just a PvP or PvE or whatever, I feel like they just need to maybe focus just on more one than the other, because, you know, like you were saying, there are other games for that. So I think if they just make a really, really good game that's just about like being a looter shooter and going after it, and maybe not focus so much on the modes where you can kill other people, which isn't their bread and butter, that it would be better, because they have games like Rainbow Six where you can do that. So why are you trying to put that into a Division game? You know what I mean? Like, let's just focus on some of the cool aspects of the modes that they have that they do well with, and just keep it like that.
I mean, I think it's almost just Ubisoft in general, like not even just like the Division, but like you had Ghost Recon come out. You still have Rainbow Six Siege, like still hanging on and like being supported. But I feel like these games are so close together, they're so like in the style of the gameplay, that we're almost getting overwhelmed, you know, because really I would have loved to play Ghost Recon, but like Ghost I'm already Recon 400, or whatever. Game. Yeah. Like I'm already invested into this game. So what would you expect for, you know, sales like that almost,
or maybe, you know, maybe even combine the two, since Ghost Recon and Division already very similar games, just put them in the same universe and just combine the two, and instead of coming out with two separate games that are so similar, they're basically taking sales from each other, you know, find a way to mash that together in a way. Or, you know what I mean? Like, cause you really, Rainbow Six can stand on its own because it's a different style of gameplay. But I feel like the Ghost Recon and Division are essentially the same games, just set in different universes and different. And yeah. And, you know, maybe Ghost Recon focuses less on the looting and stuff like that, but it's still the same style gameplay and everything.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems very, very odd. And I understand like sales, like money is the most important thing. Like, this game did review very well, like critically, like you said, it was received very well. And I just worry now because we're coming to the end of year one, essentially. So like, I just pulled up the roadmap again just so I can remember like what all came into the year one pass. You know, they cost, you know, extra $40. Anyways, thank you. We gave you extra money, and now it just looks sad because I look at this. So on here in the roadmap, you got three new specializations. Well, we have all three. So that means no more specializations for year one, which is fine. Eight classified assignments. We have, was it six now? So we're going to be expecting two more classified assignments. And then we have episode three, which is going to bring two more missions. And that's basically just dedicated for the winner. So my guess is we probably won't get that until maybe January, maybe February, you know?
Yeah, I could see they tend to come out with that stuff a little bit earlier. I could see it being sometime in December that we see that. I don't think it'll be all the way out till January. I really don't.
Well, see, the reason why I don't think it's even this calendar year is because I feel like that would have been already said. Like, hey, TU6 is coming out. Episode 2 is here. Just so you guys know, hey, we have episode 3 in the works. You can expect that here at the end of the year, which that could very possibly be the case, but they just don't want to mention it because if they have to delay it, you know, that would be another like heavy blow. But speaking of delays, the elephant in the room, which not our room because we didn't complete the first raid, but the second raid was supposed to drop with episode 2, and that was delayed until next year. So that makes me believe that we're not going to get another content drop until next year.
We probably won't. I know Ubisoft is kind of freaking out right now because I think Breakpoint or whatever, I think it's called Breakpoint.
It was
kind of a huge flop. And like the gaming community really like went venom with that game and like really tore it apart. And I was looking into their earnings that they were going to announce, and they forecasted a huge downgrade as far as the dollar amounts go. Like Ubisoft expected to make 480 million euros in operating profit, and before they do their earnings call, they downgraded it to 20 million and 50 million. Like,
holy shit.
That's kind of a huge drop. Like something. Yeah. The games aren't selling, and I know they're really worried about Breakpoint. So I think they're taking people away from it. So I really don't think the updates are going to be as big as we wanted when the game was originally announced. And they're like, hey, here's the Game Pass and here's everything that's coming. It's going to be some big stuff. I don't think it's going to be as big. And I don't see new content coming until probably February.
And they put a lot of money into Ghost Recon as well. I mean, look at the advertising alone.
Oh yeah.
You got all those celebrities in that one commercial. I mean, that could not have been cheap. So, I mean, that right there is going to cut into their earnings a little bit, especially if the game's not making money. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're coming out with two games very close together that are so damn similar. Like, at least with Division 1, that game had been out for what, 2 years before they came back out with Ghost Recon, at least.
Yeah, because it was like, well, we were playing, we had dropped off, came back, and maybe that. Yeah, I want to say it's about two years
between them. And this game, these two came out what, the same calendar year. Yeah. I mean, it's the same game, essentially. Like, why are you coming out with two games that are so similar back-to-back? You're cutting your own throat.
It was within 6 months, too.
Yeah.
You're basically just saying,
your own throat.
Hey, we have this game here that's new. I know you guys are playing Division 2, so come on over and play this. Oh, wait, no, actually, stay playing Division 2.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay. Yeah.
Only now we have games. That's
released,
it.
Right.
You released a broken game. And then you had a ton of bugs, and then you released it with essentially a cash grab where you have to fucking buy everything. Like, gamers don't respond to that. Look at Star Wars. Look at EA. Like, they got shit on.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft was trying to do that. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, to the point that, like, they're now when they announce a game, they're like, look, we're not doing anything. No loot boxes. No game pass. None of that shit. Just please buy a game.
Yeah. And they're also, it seems like Ubisoft is in this weird trend of kind of just reskinning their games. like going, hey, it's polished, it's new, and then you play it and you're like, it's actually worse than the last one. What'd you do?
Yeah, and I think that's like the big thing with, like, I mean, bringing it like tighter to like just the Division is we started playing Division 2 after all those content dropped, and like, holy shit, man, there's so much to do, like the underground and stuff like that, that like when Division 2 came out, we were like, we're about to get all of that plus more. But then it was kind of like they forgot it, all of that stuff existed, and they just started over, which in some aspects the game is better, but like in the content department, it's a little bit less, you know?
Yeah, well, I agree with you there.
Let's just make Division a bigger map, add some vehicles, and then just fuck Ghost Recon. We don't need it, right? Just make it all into one game. Make everybody
happy. That's true.
I don't see Ghost Recon coming back for at least another 5-6 years if it comes back.
I mean, it's good for them to take a break because there's something else that they could be putting that money towards. Bing! Sam Fisher, we need you. let's fucking go.
For how long now? They have yet to announce. It's like the right. Fucking what's the company that makes the Batman games? Like, they're working on something.
Rocksteady.
Yeah. They've been working on it for like 6 years now. Just fucking Superman, tell us. Right? Tell us what it is.
But yeah, I mean, who knows when we find out like what we're gonna get? You know, from the second year. I definitely hope they present it in a great way. We don't have any like shows or anything, not shows like us, but like conventions or cons and stuff that's coming up where they're going to have an opportunity to announce this. So like, it's going to have to solely be on like the state of the game and like their marketing to really pump up this year two content. But like for me,
what do you think they're going to do? Because I don't have the slightest idea. I mean, add more missions, add new part.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
what's out there that's really going to be different that drives you in? Like, Division 1 kept adding things. They're like, hey, this is new. This is new. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And so far as Division 2's updates come, I mean, there's been new missions, but there hasn't been anything groundbreaking or different.
What a lot of people, like dedicated fans, I know what I've seen is we want some of those replayability type modes. So like that underground where it's like procedurally generated and you have different like buffs and nerfs and stuff like that you have to try and do, that's something that you can kind of play over and over. That would be like a new version of that would be awesome. There's just other like game modes that they can do that's not just centered around like new content. And what I think is that it has to be something like that in the year two. They can't just come out and say, hey, we have 8 new missions that are coming out, you know, like it has to be something, a big splash, like maybe give us the map of New York as well, you know, something like that, that can like really, really get people in. Because I can tell you right now, like, I fucking love the Division 2. I'm going to be iffy if they come out and it's just, hey, we have these 3 new episodes coming next year for year 2 content, and we just need another $40 or $50 or whatever. I'm going to be very hesitant to do it if it's not something like that.
Yeah, I agree with you too. And then I really hope they don't release that survival thing in Division 2. Like, don't rehash shit that you made. Release something new, different.
Dude, go ahead. We gave them what they need to do. They just need to take away the eating and keeping warm shit and create some kind of battle royale mode. Like, people enjoy that. Like, why wouldn't that be a thing? Yeah.
And I think the biggest disappointment I've had with Division 2 is like, whenever a game came out, they're like, oh, we got this coming out. Like, they announced the raids. I was like, oh man, that's going to be fun as fuck. It's going to be difficult. And then you played it, and I'm like, yeah, it's difficult, but it's difficult just to be difficult. It wasn't even fun. It was actually really disappointing as far as a post-release update goes.
I agree. And again, like, having the second raid, thinking maybe that's going to fix some things, which, again, this is not like a shit fest because they have the second raid coming. They delayed it just so they can work on it. So maybe they took that to heart and was like, look, we can make this, make a great raid. Give us some time. We're going to give you something. Cause they proved it in TU6 that they can really make like UI and everything. Like, they can focus and get that shit together. So I don't see why I have no doubts that they couldn't get the raids, you know, situation or new content. I just worry like when, you know,
it's definitely not a shit fest. I mean, Division is still one of my favorite games just to pick up and play because it's addicting. Definitely not Shitfest. I wish the IP would be treated a little bit better. And moving forward, I hope they continue to treat it a little bit better.
I agree. Totally on that.
I agree with that too.
Well, since we talked about the future of The Division, let's talk about the future of Rogue Agent, the podcast, not the people out there, because those are still bitches. So, you know, don't forget that. But yeah, so because of like the uncertainty, you know, with like year two or episode three, actually, I'm talking about year two. We don't even have episode three, like release date or anything like that. I think it's probably best for us to just kind of go on like a little vacation, get some, you know, some breath and give us some time to come back and appreciate like the game and stuff more. Plus Christmas and all the holidays and shit is coming up. So we'll probably take a little, you know, break. We'll just like wind down a little bit. So for you guys who didn't notice, you've been listening to season one of Rogue Agents. So we'll be closing season one next episode on episode 30, because I feel like that's just perfect. 30 episodes in one season. We have more content than The Division 2. So I was pretty proud of that joke. But yeah, so I'm thinking we probably just return back in like the winter, whether that's like mid-January or like late January, early February. Give us some time, you know, time off. But we're definitely not leaving you guys because we love you. We have Gimmick Minute Podcast. We have Fanboy Fight Club. I was robbed a couple weeks ago, so it's all good.
I want to say, like, anyone that listens to this podcast, like, appreciate you guys. And I really think if you like Division of video games and, like, nerdy shit, like I think you do, really check out Fanboy Fight Club because I feel like we're putting out some really good content there, and it's really funny.
It really is. And it's not like funny, like my jokes that I laugh at myself. It's legitimately funny. And it's probably some of the most fun that we have. And I think that makes like pure content, just like this show. We're not doing it because like, hey, I want to get 1,000 subscribers or hits and all that. It's just because we really enjoy doing it. And I think Fanboy Fight Club is definitely a thing as well. I don't know so much about Gimme a Minute. No, I'm joking. You guys really do seem to love like recording that as well. Then also like something else that I like kind of was in the shower thinking like, man, I don't want to like in the podcast, I don't want to take a break. Like I constantly want to keep making stuff. So like I was like, man, I want to do like an interview thing. So I'm going to be doing like we're going to be starting like a new podcast called Why Are You a Gamer? Because that's kind of like the most important thing. Like we are all friends because of video games and other stuff. Ninja Turtles. We like each other's butts. And, you know, I'm talking about US.
But what's up, baby?
But we are all gamers at the end of the day. Come on, Jason, you know you're down. But yeah, like we're all gamers and that's kind of like what brings us together like every night, like literally every night. So I'm just gonna go out there and interview everyone that I possibly can and just figure out why they're a gamer. So I'm gonna just post that in the same slot as like, you know, Rogue Agents. So it's just gonna be every Monday or every other Monday. I'm gonna have a new episode
every other Monday. Jamar will put the gay in gamer.
Yeah, 2019 baby. 2020 coming up. So like that's gonna be like the content that we're gonna have for you guys. I'm sure we're gonna have new stuff as well. Like we're just constantly just making stuff because it's fun and we really do enjoy it. But like the best way to kind of keep up with that is following us at Media Junkie That's not our handle. It's Media Junkie Vids with an S. Follow us on Twitter. That is like by far the best way to kind of see like when new content is coming out. Again, actually, I lied. The best way is joining our Discord channel so you can enjoy like the creative process and fuck with us and also like share your thoughts on like video games that are coming out. I'm going to put the link in there again. We had two people join. I would really love to see more people. Also, because if I'm going to be interviewing people, why not interview people who are in the Discord? Because that would be fun. So if you'd like to be on a podcast, that's the way to do it. Yeah. But again, rate us. What? Don't rape us. Did I say rape? I don't know. Why am I saying these things? All right. So
don't put words in my mouth. Okay. If I want them to, I want them to. Oh my gosh.
Again, folks. Discord and Twitter. You can find us there. But definitely, like, rate this show. Like, give us, like, 5. Again, I was joking about being, like, the number one podcast, but I think we were definitely the longest running Division II podcast this season. So, like, definitely get that out there. Even our old podcasts are just kind of fun to listen to, our old episodes. So, again, share it out there. Get the community going, because when we come back, we want to come back hard and definitely have some fun. Hopefully, they come out with some amazing stuff. But I know I sound like this is the last pop episode, but we're going to have one more coming on, like I said, episode 30, and we're going to have a fun time with that one. So it won't be all doom and gloom like this one was. But I don't know what else to say, man. I think that covers, like, everything. So you guys know what time it is. All right. Our show is number one in the world for Division II content. And then our hashtag, actually, did you guys see President Trump, like, tweeted hashtag Let's Go Rogue? Isn't that crazy? The president is listening to Rogue Agents. I don't know why. We might get letters in the mail, but well, hey.
I feel like that's a perfect time to shut it down. Yeah,
he was talking about fake press, and then it ended with hashtag Let's Go Rogue. And I was like, damn. Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news. That's literally what that was, fake news. So anyways, listen to this show like the best way we always do. Hashtag Let's Go Rogue.